You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Monday evening, March 23rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
The rise of American microgrid data centers. The United States digital landscape is evolving with the rise of American microgrid data centers. These microgrids are transforming the AI revolution by replacing traditional utility dependence with hybrid energy solutions. Data centers are now evolving into energy producers through virtual power plants and grid arbitrage, ensuring 24/7 reliability for the growing demands of artificial intelligence.
Investor news breaks: Max Power Mining Corp closes $20.50 million private placement led by Eric Sgrott. The company raised the funds through the sale of 15,805,624 units at $30 per unit. The proceeds will support ongoing evaluation and development of its Lawson natural hydrogen discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE, American. USE expands production capacity with Wyoming approvals and advances U.S. conversion facility plans. Uranium Energy Corp expands production capacity with Wyoming approvals and advances U.S. conversion facility plans. The company announced regulatory approval and startup of three additional header houses at its Christensen Ranch project in Wyoming, supporting increased uranium production capacity. Its Burke Hollow project in Texas awaits final startup authorization. The subsidiary, United States Uranium Refining and Conversion Corporation, received a docket number from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a planned uranium conversion facility, marking a key step in the licensing process.
Mining news breaks: McCune, Inc. reports Tartan Mine resource estimate with over 600,000 gold ounces. The project aims for 250,000 to 300,000 ounces of annual production by 2030, starting at 30,000 ounces per year with potential for expansion. McCune's ongoing initiatives include exploration, metallurgical testing, and mine planning to maximize output. Investor news breaks: Max Power Mining Corp closes $20.50 million private placement led by Eric Sgrott. The company raised the funds through the sale of 15,805,624 units at $30 per unit. The proceeds will support the evaluation and development of its Lawson natural hydrogen discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes.
I'm really active as an editor. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.